This is KTSW's Other Side Drive. We're so excited. We are here in the studio with the Hair Farmers.
Howdy, y'all. This is Jono the Pickler Davies on guitar.
Hello, I'm Tucker, and I play bass.
And Johnny over here playing guitar.
Yeah, good to have you guys here. And you are the Hair Farmers. Do you want to just give us a little introduction as to why you chose that name? I mean, obviously, you guys do have some cool hairstyles going on, I noticed immediately. So was that part of, like, why y'all chose it?
Well, we do all have long hair. We're growing it, but it's just kind of a funky thing, really.
Trying to draw in the long hairs.
Keeping the funk going.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear you.
And the Hair Farmers are joining us today because tomorrow is their EP release at San Marcos's Tantra tomorrow. You'll be starting to play at 8?
Hair Farmers will be starting at 8, and the Victory March will be playing at 6.
At 6. So the whole event starts at 6. You can get there for mini minutes and stay through the night for the second round of mini minutes. And it will be your EP release of a completely... It was recorded in one track, right?
Oh, yeah. Live at Roadhouse Rags. Cheers to Clay for mixing it down for us. And, yeah, we're pretty proud of it.
Sweet. So that'll be going on tomorrow. I'm sure y'all are pretty excited. How long has it been in the works of getting your EP recorded?
It feels like forever.
Yeah, we actually recorded it a while ago. We just now pressed it and decided to put something out.
How long have you been working on the songs?
Well, we've been playing together for, I guess, 3 years, and over the process of playing together, we just came up with a bunch of songs and put them on a CD.
So over 3 years you've been playing together, and then, so this is the only, these are the only mastered mixed tracks that Hair Farmers have released?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
And tomorrow, it all comes together with a big bash at Tantra.
Should be fiendishly fun.
Fiendishly fun. And possibly as good as your hair? Is it gonna, is tomorrow going to be a good hair day?
As always, yes, it will be a great hair day. A great day for your hair. Hair to farm. To get funky.
Great day to be a hair farmer.
Indeed.
What is hair farming?
Well, it's a lot of different things, really. But
but we're not gonna close it off into any one thing. Leave it open to your interpretation.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we looked it up on Urban Dictionary because I was curious, and Urban Dictionary says that it's a heavy metal band from the 80s, or someone who just grooms their hair a lot. So
someone that grooms their hair a lot.
Anybody, I mean, that can classify as lots of things.
That could classify as a lot of things. Well, I'm just imagining kind of the... Never mind. That would go into in such a weird tangent.
We could be raising hairs like rabbits to be our own, like our children.
Yeah.
Raising hairs.
Very punny.
Very punny.
Okay, so about these tracks on your EP here, we've got... First one's called Lock Up Your Daughters, but which ones did y'all want to be playing today?
Oh, we want to go ahead and play their Hair Farming Anthem, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you wrote this one?
Well, not really. I mean...
It's a jam
band. It's a secret!
I mean, how much writing... From show to show... Does it change a lot because you really are more of a jam band?
Well, definitely.
Yes, every show is pretty much different.
We kind of use the shows as rehearsals, more or less, to figure out what sounds cool live anyway.
You're only as good as your last show?
That's a great way to live. This is Hair Farming Anthem.
This little ditty happens to be inspired by, oh, it's every last bit of reproductive fluid here on God's crater. Amen! Thanks, Grandma.
Hey.
So that was the Hair Farmin anthem cut off of your EP that you'll be releasing tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I like that. I like your voice that you're using. And we were just talking about the EP that you're releasing tomorrow. Can you tell me some of the it was cut in one live recording. So it's true to what people might get to experience tomorrow in that you're more of a jam band sort of thing. And I was just wondering what the covers are that didn't get included on the EP.
Well, I think we played a Primus song called Shake Hands with Beef.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Do you remember any other covers?
I think Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, I think there's
Chameleon.
Hancock.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we might have played some Lettuce songs.
Yeah, maybe some Mars Volta.
Yeah.
And then I think there was a Jimi Hendrix in there, too.
Oh, yeah, we played a Hendrix song, too.
So when you're doing covers, do you make them more, how much do they change, or are you going for, how does it change whenever it's a Hair Farmer song?
I've always tried to steal other people's ideas and just kind of get away with it, you know, in my own band. So anything that appeals to me a whole lot, I'll try and just grab the meat of it anyway, you know?
Yeah, you're allowed to do that with art and music, you know, steal what you like, make it your own.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should do, like, a... I'm kind of imagining the Gatorade dude. Whenever you're... Every
oh,
time
you
that you're saying that...
Oh, Kool-Aid.
Oh, completely wrong. Yeah, it's totally Kool-Aid. I'm completely wrong. But you're not at all resembling the Kool-Aid man here.
What?!
He never had a little mustache.
He was my sole inspiration as a child. I spent most of my time imitating and replicating his very generous philanthropic work of providing children with refreshing summertime drinks.
And there was always a slip and slide or a pool.
And he kept bursting in through walls, yelling.
Maybe we can get a Kool-Aid sponsorship here.
There's a song called Slippin' and Slidin' on the EP.
Oh, it's all coming together.
I think we just found something here. So everyone's going to be super refreshed with very...
super saturated.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
It's super psychedelic. I mean, we've got to admit that. The Kool-Aid? Okay.
But about y'all's music, did you grow up listening to a lot of funk? Is that mainly what you listen to?
Yeah, we all love Parliament and Funkadelic and... I used to play guitar for a while and fell in love with the funk guys, you know, from the 70s and early 80s, and actually moved here in 2009 and saw Jono with his band Funkatron, and
right, yeah, we've seen them for sure.
Thought it was the coolest thing and wanted to put my own band together, and now he plays in my band. So
grew a giant thumb and slap it all over that bass.
Yeah, exactly.
But is that the main reason that you're drawn to funk music? I mean, it's definitely, it seems like it's one of the more fun genres to play, like, to just jam out to, and also have people at your shows, like, dancing to as well.
Oh, right on, yeah, definitely.
And there's been somewhat of a new funk revival. A lot of cool new acts have been busting out on the scene and tearing into some all-new funk. There's a lot more people coming out to see it, and, yeah. Moving the thing.
They say the funk is the problem and the solution.
I believe that.
Dr. Funkenstein.
Yeah. Can we do a shout out for the man who did the art on her album?
Yeah, oh, yeah, this artwork is
by Gary Kelsey, right?
Yeah, Gage Kelsey does live painting with us as well, and he probably did some work on that at one of our shows, and.
Thanks, Gage.
Yeah, thank you, Gage, Kelsey, wherever you are.
He's out in California, but he's just on an internship, and we can't wait for his sweet soul to be back.
Yeah, so this album artwork is a lot of just like trippy, sort of fractal looking.
It's organic.
Drawings and also a little bit of psychedelic look going on. So it'll be there at Tantra tomorrow on display if you listeners want to stop by and look at it, for sure.
Tantra tomorrow. That's where we're going to be.
Tantra tomorrow at 8 p.m. And who's opening for you?
The Victory March at 6. Excited about that. It's going to be a hoot.
I hope that your show doesn't turn into a giant rain dance, given the weather that's expected for tomorrow. But if it does, rain dance would be an excellent way to kick off a funk album, right?
I don't know.
It'll definitely be slippery.
Oh yeah.
Slip and slide.
We're hoping that there's no rain, but if there is, we'll still make it happen one way or another.
Just get greased and glide right on through the night.
Let's go into your next song. This one is Intuition. And do you have any memories or recollection of how this one was written? Or
this one is a retort to Plato's Republic. And it may not have any lyrics, but I think the slap bass really offers a counterpoint to Plato's views. Socrates' views.
So Plato's views, this is Intuition by Hair Farmers.
You're listening to the Other Side Drive podcast.
And this is KTSW's Other Side Drive, and we're still in the studio with Hair Farmers.
Hi.
who will be doing their EP release tomorrow at Tantra and playing at 8 tomorrow. What's the name of the EP?
It's actually just called a live EP, and it's more of a full-length album. I mean, there's nine songs on it, but the reason we call it an EP is just because it's the first thing we're putting out, and it was live, and we want to save an actual name maybe for something that we do in a studio later on.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Do you have plans, or maybe not plans that are totally formulated out yet, but do you want to continue and go on and record an album in the future?
Oh yeah.
Do you want to get something would you want to join in a producer, or would you want to self-produce it, or do you have any?
Well, we definitely want to milk it for all it's worth and squeeze all the creative juices out of it that we can. And if that means dealing with bureaucracy, then we're prepared for it.
We're
ready to sell out. The highest bidder.
So Plato taught you about many things, I take it. I don't know.
Sometimes you just gotta cash in and not worry about all those people calling you sellout. Just take the money and run. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
More antics tomorrow at Tantra.
More antics tomorrow. And that's, again, from 6 to 10, the whole event is, and Hair Farmers will be playing at 8.
That is correct, and our friends, the Victory March, are going to be opening up for us. So it's a local thing. We'd like to thank all of our local band friends, and I feel our band was born right out of the local scene, so come on out.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sam Marcus.
Thank you guys for coming in. This last song that we're going to play is Be Yourself. Is that something that you live by, or why is it called Be Yourself?
Well,
if you're not yourself, who are you?
Who are you?
That was a perfect opportunity to jump in.
Nice. I'd like to say thanks, Bobby Mack, for helping us with this album.
Yeah, Bobby Mack with BMS Music for helping us get the CDs pressed.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby. And, of course, Carl Sagan, I love you. I wish you were my grandma. You should have been my grandma.
And Sam Marcus, all you beautiful people out there, thank you.
Yeah, thanks you guys for being here and keeping up the San Marcos vibes and the good music that's going on here.
Thanks, KTSW.
Yeah, thank you all.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.